The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, Marketing in Motion. Call 888-996-9697.
And welcome to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is simple. We'd like to provide you with a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or to help you through a challenging time that you might be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, concepts, resources, strategies that we've either used or analyzed to ensure you reach the most, receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today we're going to be talking about marketing for your educational business, whether it's a franchise educational company, they have math programs out there, they have creative learning, to a photography school. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We're also looking for guests for our program. If you have any ideas, a unique website, product, or service that you think might be beneficial to our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can reach us at info@videobroadcastservices.com or call us directly at 888-996-9697. Video Broadcast Services, that's our company. It is a unique and effective methodology that we use to successfully compete with your online marketing. Our monthly packages include SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and much, much more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent and massive online presence within the major search engines. And if need, we also include a state-of-the-art website complete with daily, weekly, and monthly updates to ensure the content that needs to reach your intended audience remains fresh and relevant. Again, that number, 888-996-9697. We do offer a free consultation of services, an analysis of your website, and we can guide you through a couple of different strategies that we can use to effectively market your business. Let's bring on my co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here, and really a great show today with, if you're in the educational industry, like Marcia said, whether, a franchise or you own something that's more private, the information and tools and techniques that we have to offer today can really help you market your educational services and really, bring your platform to the forefront of your competition.
Right. And one of the reasons, I mean, we typically don't talk about our own goods and services on the shows. I mean, we give you an outline of what we do just for the sake of letting you know that we are experts within the industry. But more so, we're trying to talk about the problems and the challenges that plague most small to mid-sized businesses, even large businesses for that matter. But what we're trying to do in the next couple of weeks is one of the things we constantly are getting emails about is that, people are, for the lack of a better word, concerned that they've spent a good chunk of money on building a new website or they have tried pay-per-click campaigns, or they're getting inundated with Yelp or Google AdWords, and I mean, we've even gotten those phone calls, which is kind of surprising. But you know, what we're really getting from our listeners is that they're really trying to figure out how to effectively market their business, and you know, that seems to be one of the first things that a business owner will look at when they are trying to trim their budget. And that's why we felt it was important to, you know, really set the next couple of weeks aside for talking in detail about, you know, online marketing and marketing in general. Online marketing, I think, is probably the most difficult to tackle because it's so broad. Back in the day when our parents and grandparents used to buy a car, they would go to the local dealership and buy that Buick or Chevy or Ford and continue to buy that same make and model, you know, every couple of years or every 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever it was. And they had, you know, dealership loyalty. The Internet has completely changed all that. It has flipped the dynamics of that completely on its head. Now you can buy a car from pretty much anywhere in the country. And that's, you know, I'm specifically talking about car dealerships. But in general, whatever you're looking for, chances are you can find it online. So that's why we decided we would take the next couple of weeks and dedicate it to effectively marketing your business, whether it's online or through a local radio, TV, ads. We want to talk about a little bit about everything. Today our topic is going to be marketing for your educational business. We talked about a photography school. They have a lot of those tech vocational training schools. They have teaching schools for math. They have teaching schools for children that are visual learners. There's a whole plethora of off-site campuses that cater to a niche school. So Kyle, let's just talk about some of the challenges that an educational school is going to go through in terms of trying to market their business online. Let's talk about what the challenges they have, and then let's talk about the solution.
Well, you brought up one of the main challenges, which is how the Internet has changed everything, and which has made competition stiffer. And so, you know, it used to be where you did business locally, you knew who the local school was, and that's who you went to school, and that's where you went to school. Now, with the Internet, dynamics have changed, especially with online schools. And so it's important that a school now is that much more aggressive in getting their message across and in making sure that they're heavily indexed in the search engines, being heavily found, and that what they're putting out there is a message that resonates with their potential students.
Not only that, though, but you also have and this is kind of the one thing that I think comes up in every single appointment that I have with our potential clients and our current clients, is that they're really trying to figure out how to manage and regulate and be proactive with all the online reviews. Because you may get a school or, you know, an educational campus that may not have the best of reviews out on there online, and you know that they're pulling their hair out over that. They're trying to increase their enrollments, and you know they've got now yet another hurdle where back in the day they simply did not exist. And you know, the Internet has completely been an absolute savior in terms of marketing, but it also has brought up another whole set of challenges that each company ends up in, not just educational schools, but businesses in general. So the solutions really are, you know, you've got to find a way, you have to find a way to effectively manage your online reputation, which is one thing that you need to do, which is, and Kyle, I know you can talk a little bit about this in terms of what they need to do. You know, just because you have reviews, whether they're positive or negative, what should the school do in terms of ensuring that they remain engaged with those reviews?
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said stay engaged with those reviews. Whether they're positive or negative, it's always extremely important that any review is not ignored. If it's a positive review, thank them for their review, reply to the review so that everyone else sees it, thank them for the review, and let them know that, you know, how much that's appreciated, that you appreciate the experience they've received, so on and so forth. If it's a negative review, it's even more so important that you respond to those, but you respond to them in a way that the customer is always correct, meaning that, you apologize for the experience they had, you'd like to make it up if they would contact you back, maybe responding if they list specific, specific things that they were displeased with, responding with that you're working on those, that you're thankful that they brought them to your attention, things like that. That lets the listening audience, if you will, the people that are looking at the reviews, they know that you're responsive and that you're engaged in your business and you're not just ignoring a negative review. And that goes a long way. When you have companies that just ignore them and try to turn a blind eye to them, that ends up really hurting them in the long run.
Right. Okay. So we've talked about the online reputation that everyone needs to address. The next thing that comes to mind is really about ensuring, and I think this has probably been the main theme of every single show we have when it relates to marketing, is you really have got to make sure that your online presence is up to date, current, and relevant. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that, Kyle, and what happens when you decide for a year to completely ignore your website?
Well, we've talked about that in shows in the past where you have to keep an updated website because technologies change very rapidly. What people are wanting to look at changes very rapidly. And so if you have a website that you haven't touched for a year or 2 or 3 years, it's definitely time that you, dust out the cobwebs, if you will, and really get in there and make a redesign, a change up, and really put something new and fresh out on the Internet, because that's what people want to look at as well. They want to know that your company is vibrant. They want to know that it's new, fresh, relevant, that it's up to date. And when you have something that's outdated, that can be a negative reflection on how people perceive your school, thinking that it too would be outdated.
Right. So it's a matter of keeping your website up to date. It's a matter of ensuring that you're, and we haven't even talked about social media, but we will in a second, your social media up to date, keeping your online reputation engaged. So let's talk a little bit about the social media. I got to tell you, I was meeting with one of our colleagues yesterday, and we were going through some of our potential clients' Facebook pages, and I was just stunned at the lack of engagement, how outdated the posts were. They were not branded. There was poor quality imagery. They were classified wrong. It's just very shocking. Can you talk a little bit to the listeners about the importance of keeping your social media up to date? But more importantly, how to creatively and effectively use social media without annoying your intended audience.
Yeah, again, it comes back to keeping everything updated and up to date and relevant. I mean, you'll see someone's Facebook page or Twitter feed where they started it a couple of years ago and then did 5 to 10 posts, and the last one was a year ago, and they haven't done anything since. To me, in my opinion, that hurts a company more than if they had just never started one to begin with, because it shows that you started something and then stopped, which, again, can be a huge negative red flag for someone looking at going to school at your organization. And so keeping something up to date and relevant is always, it's the foundation of everything that as marketers we build on. We build upon the relevance. We build upon the upon everything being up to date, current, and that's the foundation that we build on. So when everything's out of date, if the website's out of date, if nothing's been touched for a long time, it's not a good foundation for a marketer to build on that kind of foundation. So it's something that whenever we meet with clientele, that's the first thing that we talk with them about, is about bringing their image and their brand up to date, and then moving from there. Secondly, you know, not everything's about marketing. And so, you know, when you have a Facebook or Twitter page, it's also important to share, you know, tips and tricks or different things that you come across that just kind of engages your audience. That's not about marketing, just, you know, fun. It can be fun, quirky stuff, depending on what your business is, and just, you know, just something to keep your watching audience engaged and looking at your business.
Right. I think we always use the term, you don't want to throw up all over everybody, which is what a lot of people tend to do when it comes to social media. So fresh and relevant content via your website, social media, and to ensure that you are proactive with engagement within your reviews, negative or positive. So that's today's show. If you have any comments or questions about today's program or you'd like a little bit more information, we'd be happy to schedule a consultation. You can reach us at 888-996-9697. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea, a website, a product or service that our listeners would benefit from, we want to chat. Give us a call, 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We do have a pause on guests for the next couple of weeks while we tackle online marketing, but then we'll be right back at it. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, marketing in motion. Call 888-996-9697.